And welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. And you're hearing a taste of our next guests, the band Tiger Man Woe. As Anthony noted a few minutes ago, its four members describe themselves as North Shore living, brown liquor drinking, woe singing, and no good rotten. The Improper Bostonian just named them the best band in Boston. They're with us live in studio, and here is their song, Guess So.
Love you, baby, don't they make me sweet now?
The Boston band Tiger Man Woe performing its song Guess So live in our studios. We have on lead vocals Adam Kaczynski, better known as Adam Kaz. And Adam, would you introduce us to the rest of the band, which includes another Adam? Is that right?
I'd be happy to. That's Adam Lentini on the drums or guitar case.
Or the guitar case, right? That is the drum.
Right. Guitar case on the floor.
Kevin Landry, the upstanding gentleman with the upstanding bass. And Jonathan Feinstorm with the resonator guitar.
We love the energy. Thank you so much for coming in. And I have to ask you about the name, Tiger Man Woe. I'm sure you explain this a lot, but you've kind of turned woe into a noun and a verb, right? Tell us about the word. Where does it come from? What does it mean? How did it end up in your name?
Well, woe was just basically a way that we wrote all of our songs and write all of our songs. They get stuck in your head. You woe them out like a humming type thing. We don't write. I mean, I don't write music. I don't know about them. We never talked about it. But we woe the song out, you know, and once we get a good feel for it, we throw those lyrics down that, like, make us feel the same way that woe did. And so it stuck.
So the woe kind of subs for the words until you figure out what the words
like
are.
There's like 6,000 other Tiger Mans out there, so we had to do something.
So tell us a little bit about your band philosophy, because I was looking on, I think, your Facebook page. You have kind of like a bit of a manifesto, and you say in your bio, you describe yourself as a collective and simplistic group noise expression, or you say that that is your main weapon of spiritual survival. So tell us what kind of fuels your music.
In a world run by a rich cabal of thieving bastards is the key part of that.
That's the rest of the quote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you didn't want to say.
Like, whoever. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for us, it's basically like the understanding that we live in a world controlled by a capitalist class, and that that makes the lives for the majority of people a living hell. And that we get to choose between these Democrats and these Republicans that never do anything for us. You know, they just give us little crumbs every now and then, and we're picking between them when the whole world is diving down to ecological destruction, wars, everything, and no one's finding a solution. So, you know, that was like our joking way of, you know, putting it to our music, the fact that we hate these people. They are people, they have names, and they're rich people, you know, and we try to target them and talk about who's really doing this stuff.
You have a song that I get the impression ties into that kind of thinking. It's called Columbus Stockade. Is that a fair, is that, does that sort of reflect that thinking?
It does. It's that song is, it's an old traditional from Civil War times. It's about a Confederate deserter who's getting tried for his, you know, crimes of leaving the Confederate Army for something that he thinks is unjust and not right. So, you know, taken from Doc Watson and many other people who came before us who shared their music of struggle and survival, we just kind of revamped it and made it ours.
All right, we got to hear it then. We got to hear your version. So play for us Columbus Stockade. Again, this is the Boston band Tiger Man Woe.
Way down in Columbus, Georgia, wishing I was back in Tennessee. Don't lie, little darling.
That is Columbus Stockade, performed by the Boston band Tiger Man Woe, here live in Radio Boston Studios. And Adam Kaz, lead vocalist, I have to ask you a question about your voice, because I think you have one of the most distinctive voices I've heard in a long time. Is that just the voice you got born with, and at some point did you think, I think this voice could sing?
No, I definitely...
takes lots of whiskey and stuff.
Thank you, Kevin. It was earned. It was earned.
In her own voice. You know, you guys have talked a lot about sort of the commodification of music and sort of, you know, there's an uprising theme in your songs. And I noticed also that you've talked about, you feel like a lot of people get into music or bands are formed because people want to be rock stars because they want to be famous. And you seem to be really, at least you say you push against that, that it's not so much about fame and so forth. What is it about for you then? What is the music about?
For us, it's just we're going to play music no matter what. You know, we're, you know, you're either a musician or you're not. It's sort of a lifestyle. And, you know, we grew up in a generation that saw the downfall of the music industry that is still in a free fall. And this whole concept of playing music to become famous and make lots of money is just not realistic. You got to play music because you're a musician, because you love to do it. It's hard to do. You know, we all got to work our jobs every day. You know, unfortunately, sometimes we have to go to those jobs after we get a weeknight gig, sometimes driving a little bit far away. So
you all have full... This is not full-time work for any of you. You all have day jobs.
Somebody want to pay us to do it, go ahead.
I'd love that. Thank you very much.
You know, you performed at the Boston Calling Festival back in May, and then you played a free show after that called Boston Clawing, right? So why did you do that? Why did you decide you're going to do a free show to counteract the other one?
Well, it was basically because, you know, not a lot of Boston acts got to play Boston Calling when it's called Boston Calling. You'd figure there'd be a little bit more Boston bands. But, you know, this guy, Dan Nicklin, he put on a show at Ned Devine's and wanted to get all the other acts that are, you know, relevant in our scene together for a show that, you know, people that couldn't afford the Boston Calling or wanted to go see bands that weren't playing at the Boston Calling. So he set up that venue and we played it there.
So that music could be accessible to everyone, not
to
just
everyone.
Those who could shell out money
exactly.
for
exactly.
a ticket. We mentioned that the Improper Bostonian and its 2014 Boston Best issue named you guys Best Band. And they had this great line that said, Tiger Man Woe has never met a party it didn't like or a stage it couldn't own. All right, so you guys are in a small little radio studio right now. Give us a sense of what's different when you're on the big stage, or does it change
There's
at all?
There's a lot more spilled beer. We like energy. We like a lot of energy. We like to get the crowd involved. We will break down songs and play quieter or only break it down to just a drum beat so we can, you know, get a little call and response going with the audience. We love hearing the voices of, you know, however many people are out there that just want to sing along. We encourage that. We love that. That's, you know, it makes it real for us that people are really into it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have a lot of whoa sing-alongs too. So
people can join in.
Exactly.
Without
yeah.
knowing the lyrics, they exactly. can take part yeah. with just yeah. by just woeing.
We all think of music as being a conversation and being an interaction. It's not something that you just look at or listen to. It's something that you engage with. And the more opportunities we get to do that in any way we can, we want to do that.
You know, if you are performing shows occasionally for free, are you kind of just abandoning the idea of ever making it big financially? Or is that just something that's sort of out of your mind? Would you rather make music accessible to all?
It hasn't come close enough to even be a question to
really?
Discuss.
Really? Really? You're going to be performing at Jimmy's Saloon in Newport, Rhode Island. Is it this Saturday night?
Yep, yes. This Saturday night.
So we have a whole lot of information about that and other performances coming up in the Boston area. Our listeners can find all of that at Radio Boston. We want to thank you guys for coming into the studio. And again, we know you have day jobs, so maybe you had to take a day off to do this. So thank you very much for coming in. We want you to play us out, but first we just want to, again, I'd say all of you, again, Tiger Man Woe Boston Band, lead vocals Adam Kaz, John Feinberg on guitar, Kevin Landry on upright, and Adam Lentini on percussion. Thanks to all of you guys for coming in.
And Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. And guys, we want to have you take us out on a song. Again, this is the North Shore Boston-based Tiger Man Woe. And I think you're going to perform, is it My Grave?
That's right.
All right, play us out on that one.
Oh, though they try, I send myself to my grave. Oh, though they try, I send myself to my grave. Oh, though they try, I send myself to my grave.
Oh, though they try, I send myself
to my grave.
Going home, yeah, I'm rolling up dollar bills, putting bad things up my nose. They say these pills won't mix well, that my breath will slow, but I ain't made for this world. Sometimes I want to go to my grave. Better stop digging out of my grave. Now I ain't gonna die alone in my grave. Fight some more, so we could die some more. We could fight some more, we could die. If there was one. Police come to take us. No, Lord, we won't stand down. Our friends, our lives, our families. No, Lord, we won't stand down. Red hamptons in our ear.
They'll have to cut us down.
Them pigs come to get me. I'll take them with me to my grave. I ain't gonna die alone in my grave. Better start digging out of my grave.
I send myself to my grave. Although
they try,
I send myself to my grave. Although they try, I send myself to my grave. Although
they try,
I send myself to my grave.
Appreciate it, y'all.
Thank you very much.